Hey, welcome to my show, Feng Shui Your Way on UK Health Radio. I'm Janine Lo, your go-to Feng Shui consultant and Chinese astrologer. I've been helping people transform their lives for over 20 years, from private clients to big names and businesses, and I can't wait to share my tips and stories with you. Hello and welcome to Feng Shui Your Way. I'm Janine Lo, and today we're doing something a little different. I wanted to give you a peek behind the scenes of everything that goes into my work, from Feng Shui consultations to Chinese astrology, from the Feng Shui Academy to this very radio show. And who better to join me than the wonderful person who helps me keep all the energy flowing, my brilliant virtual assistant and wingwoman, Kelly Blondell.
Hello.
We have a lot of laughs, her, Kelly and I. I just tell her she sees everything from the organisation to the intuition and shapes how my feng shui comes out to you every single day. So, questions, Kelly, this is going to be such fun. So, it feels to me like you've been with me forever, but I think it's only 5 years.
Yeah, 5 or 6.
Yeah, how do we end up getting to know each other? It feels like forever.
So I think it was through like a mutual friend and colleague, and then you were doing like your famous wealth bundle, and you needed somebody to do to actually do the bits, putting it together and getting it out. And you asked me to help, and that was it.
Yeah,
stuck with me since.
So, well, I wouldn't be without you. So I'm just, so our listeners know, I'm the one that's heads off in the clouds. I have the ideas. Let's do this. Let's do that. And then Kelly comes and is Miss Practical and goes, well, actually, that's a little bit beyond what we're doing. And you have all these ideas. Let's focus on the one idea. So what's it like? Did you know anything about Feng Shui and Chinese astrology before?
I'd heard of Feng Shui, and to be honest, when we started working together, I didn't really know how to say it. It was one of those like intimidating things where it was, you know, you're just like, okay, I don't know how to say this. So I just kind of be like, oh yeah, we can do that work. I kind of knew Chinese astrology a little bit, but I think because of the culture we're in, it was a lot of things were heavily kind of zodiac, as in like Western, and I found it really fascinating that there was this kind of whole other world that could be opened up. So it was really exciting.
It is a different world, that's for sure. So you've had this unique perspective into the work I do from the academy, which is the Feng Shui Academy that I've done. So people have joined that, where we're training people to be Feng Shui consultants, etc. And also, you know, a lot about my charting with my astrology clients that come on, and that Kelly literally links with them and puts them all in my diary and gets me their dates of birth and everything. So behind the scenes, right, what is another thing that surprised you about Feng Shui and Chinese astrology?
I think the thing that surprised me was how skeptical people can be when they first come in, and then you will just it's I find it quite funny, because you know, if somebody comes in, they're skeptical and they're kind of like not sure, you kind of do this one, you'll just give them this one piece of information which will just be so undeniably correct that it floors them, and it cracks me up every single time it happens, because I'm just like, well,
yeah,
you want to know if this stuff works, there you go. And I love when you do that, because it's just like,
yeah, that's interesting that you said that, because obviously from people's date of times of birth, I can say so much about them. I know about their personalities, what's happened to them in the past. Obviously we know that I'm an intuitive, and I'm into Chinese astrology and Feng Shui just to make it easier for people. Because do you remember that story I told you about the guy at BNI? Long, long time ago, and he was like one of the skeptics, like you said, and he came up to me and he's like, oh, I think everything you do is rubbish, you know. And I was like, well, thank you very much, I've got nothing on you anyway. He said to me, well, I said, well, shake my hand then and I'll tell you something about yourself. And he was like, okay, real cocky like. And he shook my hand and I went, does your wife know about your daughter before you married her? And he went, well, no, nobody knows about it. I said, you've got three to four daughters, five daughters with her. So what? And he was like, no, you can't know this. You can't know. I go, well, that's what I know. Anyway, it was true. After that, he was one of my biggest success stories because he was like, afterwards, he was like, oh, right, you know, she doesn't know what she's talking about. But going into Feng Shui and Chinese astrology from the beginning for me was, remember, it's a hell of a lot of studying because you know how hard cut it is, isn't it? You know, we're going from a date of birth, from everything. I know you know the insides and outsides. When, like, if I give you things to write, you go, well, you've got that wrong, Janine. And you'll be like, you need to do it in a much more elaborate way. That's what you do. So when I send you over work, yeah, that I've done, because I'm so, my word, you can hear they're all jumbled. They always are jumbled. What's your first reaction when you see my work?
Don't laugh. What do you mean when I see your work? Like
So,
what the plans are or what?
yeah, like I'll send over, like, for example, today I'm just about to launch Manifest Your Way, Feng Shui, Manifest Your Way to Abundance. See, I've got my books all great, right? So I send out all my emails off to Kelly. I send them at like five at a time. There's 30 of these got to go out. And suddenly she gets it, all these emails, and she looks at them and she goes, what do you think?
Well, I love the way you write anyway, you know that. Because I think you write in such a like personable way that it's always really interesting. But I think because we know each other so well, if sometimes if there's things that are kind of a bit jumbled,
Jumbled, yeah, that'll be a
I
word.
can't like I always know what you mean though.
Yeah,
But
but
I do say to you, like, you know, you've got such a fascinating story. Should tell people your story sometimes so that they can understand you in the way that I understand you. But I know that can be.
well, quite invasive. Although with this new product that I've got out at the moment, I've told my story as a child, meeting my husband to be, at least 20 years later. I wrote this particular thing, and Kelly is nothing wrong with AI, but Kelly is not against AI, but she can see it if you've used
I know the second that something, especially if I know the person really well, like you, Janine, like I know.
So I'm very aware of that. But one of the things that I use AI for is to check facts. Although saying that, I was going to Lisbon and I wanted a hotel, and when I went, just went into AI and said, I want this hotel, I want it here, I want it like this, blah blah blah, and boom, up came the hotel. So it's good for that sort of thing. But to tell the full story of your life and Feng Shui and Chinese astrology, I have checked it out and it lies. Yeah, it'll like say like in Chinese astrology, if you're born in the year of the horse, it's 1966, yeah, or 1978, and it'll randomly say 1976, which is not the year of the horse. So you have to know your facts when you go into it. So one of the things that you taught me, and this is why I explained about having her as my wingwoman, is that you cannot use AI. Everything that I teach or do or write is not AI. I'm just turning out 30 things and 30 emails and about my beginning of my life and everything. So when you get all that, because some of the things you don't know about me, do you? Yeah. So
No.
when you get them, do you go, what's your feeling when you think, oh God, at seven she did this? Do you have any input
I
on that?
love it. I love it. I genuinely find it fascinating. And like I said, I really like the way you write it because I don't have like a like I can't visualize. So when I read what people write, they have to be really descriptive in order for me to be able to actually kind of put myself in that place. And you do that really well. And I love the stories. It always feels just really magical, the things that you write. It does though. It's kind of like, you know, when you talk about being raised, it kind of, I just imagine it being a bit kind of practical magic with the kind of, I know it's in practical magic, it's the aunts, but I just get that kind of vibe that it's always been just really.
Yeah, I'm very lucky. I was brought up by my grandmothers. I did have a mother, but She used to palm me with my grandmother, not my brother, but me. So I was left with these old grannies who used to set tables for three or just did random stuff. And they allowed me to be as random as they were, especially one on Nana May. Oh my God. When I used to go to stay with her, it really was like being in Practical Magic. And when I, which is one of my favorite movies. So when I see things like that go on, I'm like, and she'd know there was people at the door and oh my God, it was that. But she trained me in that. So I've got to ask you another question, get back on track. I often say energy flows through everything, not just homes, but also how we manage our time, our thoughts, even our emails. Have you ever felt that same energetic rhythm in the way you work, we work?
The way we work, and it kind of it's rubbed off on me a little bit. But for example, like emails will always be between 7 and 9. I don't even have to ask you that anymore. You know, I used to be like, when would you like this to go out, Janine? And now it's just like, I know it doesn't, you know. And I know that there's been times as well where you've thought, I'll wait until the morning to send that email, or I'll wait until this time to do that task because that's the right time to do it. And it rubs off on everyone you meet as well. You know, I'll have people saying, what time does Janine say that I'm supposed to do this today? And I'm like, oh, go and ask her.
It's true. So for our listeners, I have a private group called Journey. Anyone can join it, but obviously it's paid for. And every day or the day before, I give what's auspicious, what's the times, what's that. So the animal that I am, which is a rooster, and I'm a rooster in my month, which is my career. So the most auspicious hours for me are 7 till 9 in the morning to send things out. And everyone has those times. They have those times. So Kelly is, I'm allowed to say this, she's a tiger. Because they won't
You're
know.
allowed.
Yeah, she's a tiger. And for me, in my feng shui, Chinese astrology charts, tigers are my sky horse. Now, what is a sky horse? Sky horse is people who make you money, who help you do things. They are like very intrinsic into my world. So my social media is a tiger, my VA is a tiger. One of my mentors was a tiger, is a tiger. So for me, that's a really important thing to have. And so when Kelly says things rub off on her, it's about how I use my times and days, etc., to make things work. So one more question before the break. What's your favorite part of being part of my world? The bit that lights you up the most?
This is going to sound really cheeky.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
I get the insider knowledge. I get the scoop. Like, do you know what I mean? I know before, because another thing that you do, which is awesome, is the animals every month.
Oh, yeah.
So you'll send me what the animals should expect for the coming month. And obviously, like the second you send it to me, I'm straight down the list, like what's happening for a tiger. And I love that. It's like I said, it's magical. It's that little bit that you can look forward to and just go, oh, I'm gonna know before everybody else does.
I know, and it's interesting because I love writing them. I write them probably a month before they actually come out because Kelly turns them into these lovely posts that go on Instagram and all my Facebook pages. But when I'm writing them, right, I'm so good. I start with the rat. I go because it's rat, ox, tiger. I go through all the Chinese animals. But when it gets to the rooster, which I'm like, oh, now I've got to work out what mine is. What's happening to me next month? And you think that I would have done that already. I'd have done the rooster first, but I don't. I'm so good. I am so OCD. I have to wait till the rooster comes up in the
See, that I couldn't do that. I would definitely do mine first, and that's exactly what I do. As soon as you send it to me every month, I'm right on it.
Yeah, I can see that. Anyway, so we're just going to stop for a break. You're listening to Feng Shui Your Way with Janine on UK Health Radio. Coming up next, how organisation, intuition and timing work together to create a life and business in perfect energetic flow. Stay tuned. We'll speak to you after the break.
Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden. Anne and Deck, Fish and Chips, Mum and Dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries
and cream. A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
So, welcome back. I'm talking with my wonderful VA and wingwoman, Kelly Blondell, about what it's like to keep the flow of Feng Shui energy moving every day from consultations to the Academy to this radio show. You're involved in so many parts of my life. And Kelly, to me, isn't, you know, VA is not even what I'd call her. She's a wingwoman, but she's a big part of my life. She organises me. She tells me when I need to do things. Obviously, she has other clients just as me, just as well as me, who are retainer clients. But I don't know how I would do without her. So if I was to say to you, Kelly, what do you describe yourself as?
Oh, me.
It's true. It's true.
Just that, a wing woman. So I don't call myself a virtual assistant. No. Not for any reason in particular, but because I'm more like a like an implementer. So it's kind of, well, you know that, don't you? So it's like, if you say to me, this is the dream, can you make it happen?
Yeah.
That's the point. So it's working for visionaries like you who go, I have all these ideas and I'm really amazing at what I do and I need to get it out to the world. And I'll go, okay, so this is how we do it.
Yeah.
And I'm so lucky to be able to do that for so many exciting things.
Yeah, and you do this for other people as well, don't you?
Yes.
I'm going to ask this because she's on there now, so she can't get out of it. Am I the only Feng Shui Chinese astrologer you work for?
Yeah, I thought you were going to say, like, your favourite. Yes, you are that. You are the only Feng Shui and Chinese astrologer that I work for.
Yeah. But what other sort of people do you work for?
It's usually business coaches, so it's the work's quite typical, so it's really different to work with you, because it's usually kind of courses, we still do that kind of stuff, but yeah, usually business coaches, mentors, kind of entrepreneurs in that sense.
Yeah, I remember, I think it was last year, the year before, I was going to, I can't remember what I got even called it, and I was going to launch a product for people in January, February to help them for the year, maybe a couple of weeks ago. I hadn't spent a lot of time on getting it together, just done the evas. It began with N, can't remember. Anyway, it's gone. And I was like absolutely devastated because it didn't sell. And you said, and I was like, I'm never doing this. I'm not going to do anymore. I'm just going to retire. I'm not going to do everything. And you're in the background going, yeah, okay, right, okay, like that. And you just didn't give me the time. Well, you gave me the time of day, but you had this ability to just say, well, just move on to the next thing. So where do you get this attitude from?
Of just keep going.
Yeah.
I think because I work with people who are genuinely very, very good at what they do. You know, and everybody has these kind of moments where things don't feel like they work and they feel like giving up. And it's the reason why, not that I would have been dismissive, but the reason why I would have been like, yeah, okay, Janine, would have been because, like, there would have been something, there would have been a reason why that thing didn't sell like how you're expecting it to. And whether that's because there's something going on in your personal life, like energetically, if it wasn't the right time, if you're pushing through on something that you know that you shouldn't have been, then it's, see, smiling at me.
What Alyssa can't see is I just had a little smile at her because there was a lot going on in my life. I knew I needed to bring something to the table. I liked it. I didn't love it.
Mm-hmm.
And also whenever I feel a feeling about something, if it's so intense, and of course I should know this, then I know it's going to work. Like I'm launching this manifest thing starting on Halloween because that's one of my favorite times of year. And I got down a little bit about it just a few days before I went. And then I went to Lisbon for my birthday and I came back and I thought, no, this is outside influences. This is not inside influence. And I think you helped me with that, didn't you?
Mm.
Yeah. So if my way of doing is believing, but in your own life, what's your thoughts on life? What makes you tick?
What makes me tick? I just like to get things done. I just have this like need within me to just get things done. So I think it's like, I just like to see things come to fruition. So if somebody, you know, even if it's me, whatever it is, I'm an action taker. Even if there's something that happens within my life, if it feels like stressful or if there's something that feels heavy, I need to like move through it and just take action. And if I face things up as well, you know, a lot of, sometimes I guess there's kind of two kinds of people. There's the people that bury their head in the sand and there's the people who just go, right, let's figure this out and let's get it sorted. And the sense of accomplishment I get when something is like, you know, in quotes, sorted.
Yeah.
It just keeps me going. It's just what I do.
She's like a little machine, listeners. She's like a little
machine. I'm a little robot.
We do share our love of horror movies as well. So on a weekend it might be, so what are you going to watch? What's new on? And it was so funny last night. I don't think I'll be able to say it on the radio. but I have this thing. I had a big car accident in 2001. And then when I had my injection, COVID injection, the things that came back from the car accident came back, which is not always the memory. I had to learn to read and write again. So mm-hmm. Kelly has been able to work with me this. So I do, it's a bit like playing a game. So I say it was the movie where the people were on the skyscraper and they had a video and they were walking around the roads and then these monsters came, yeah. And she works out what it is. And that's how we work. She has to work with someone like that sometime who is crazy. But because she's so in tune with me, that's how we work. I can't say what the movie is now, but I was telling about a movie that's nearly the same on Netflix. Oh, I said Netflix. Hey, well, it's I know I'm not allowed to say things. So we're just going to take a little tiny break. But before we go to this break, I want to show you a little, I want to do a little question. It was meant to be at the end, right? But I want to do this fun, quick fire round just to show how different we are, right? Okay, So yin or yang. Now, yang, guys, listeners, means up there, go get it, do that sort of thing. So yin or yang?
Yang.
I would say yin, okay?
But for you, like you would say yin for you? Yeah. Or like
yin would be for me, 100%. So morning or night person?
Morning.
Oh, I'm a morning person. Yeah. We sometimes do talk at 6 in the morning. Okay. Tea, coffee or herbal infusion?
Tea. I am obsessed with tea. I have very many cups of tea in a day.
Really?
Yeah, it's my favourite drink of all the drinks in the whole of the world.
Gosh. No, okay. I'm a chamomile girl, so there we go. Oh, this is going to be interesting. Favourite feng shui cure or lucky charm?
You know those, I don't even know what they're called. And this is why you do this and not me. You know the coins?
Yes.
The feng shui coins. I've got three of them at my door because you told me that brings in wealth.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're my favourite. Yeah. They've always been there.
So you can also put three tied ones, and I can actually send you them, and you put them in your purse, that
Oh.
they attract money as well. So feng shui cure or lucky charm for me. Oh my God, I have so many.
Just too many, right?
So if you like, when I'm teaching, people come to my house and they go, wow, why have you got a pond there? Or why have you got a water feature there? So it's a culmination of where I place the water. So for me, water is choy, money. So that's what I do. I place water feature in the northeast, water feature, well, pond in the south east, and then depending where the well star is each year, I put water there. Oh goodness. One word that describes the feng shui your way vibe.
Magic.
Yay!
Hey.
I'm gonna do that one as well. Okay. So we're just gonna go to a break, and we will see you guys on the other side.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
If optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list, then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one super supplement brand, help you achieve that in the most convenient and comprehensive way possible. Clean, premium ingredients scientifically formulated to work in synergy to support immunity, energy, joints, heart health, sleep, emotional balance, and more. Benefit from the power, purity, and positivity of our award-winning powder sachets or our therapeutic capsule range. Use code RADIO15 at reviveactive.com and save 15% off today. Super supplements for a super you.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Okay, we're back. Well, this is an interesting question. I wrote this one. Well, I write them all, but it's interesting when you're so used to talking to someone all the time, when you've got to ask them questions that are serious, not our silly little questions. But you've been part of this episode today, yeah? What's it like becoming someone on the interviewer in front of listeners, or knowing you, I sort of think I already have the answer.
Do you? I'll be interested to know what you think. It's weird because I'm usually behind the scenes. So it's like, and it's weird to know that I will hear this again before anybody else hears it to make sure that people can hear it. Like, that's a strange kind of like, strange thought. Fine though, because my background's in kind of drama and performing arts before I got into the kind of, tech and operations world. But it's still strange because I'm not the lead act, so it's weird.
Yeah, so it's funny, I never thought of it that way. So Kelly actually takes this raw interview, makes sure it's all pretty, and slots in adverts, then sends it off to UK Health Radio, who, it's funny, this is another thing I use Kelly for, right? So Kelly, and I think we're on our 22nd episode or 23rd, when UK Health said to me, we'd like you to be one of our presenters, I was like, oh, well, that's an amazing opportunity. And I went to Kelly, what do you think? She goes, and I'll let her tell you in a minute. But one of the things that I was concerned about was that I was going back to my roots, having been a DJ when I was 17. And I was like, is this something that I can do? We know I can talk and talk and talk, But, you know, going back to interviewing people was not what I was expecting. So I said to Kelly, oh, I just don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. Of course, I want to say yes. So this was Kelly's answer.
You need to say yes.
You didn't just say yes.
No, it was like, you know, easy. It's easy, isn't it?
If it's only just... easy because I've got you in my pocket, but yeah.
Yeah, it was like, if you want to do it, we can do it.
Mm. And I can still feel that moment when I said to you about it. It was like, I am so nervous. My voice is going to go out to all these lovely listeners. And will I represent UK Health properly? And you were like, of course, you're going to be amazing. But for me, I just didn't think that. So the other part of me is you're my, you're behind me. You're my person who makes sure I go through everything. You have this pure belief in me, which I don't have in me.
Oh, yeah, I do, actually. 100%.
So, we've had many, many guests. Well, 22 guests we've explored. Which ones have stood out to you the most? Which ones seem to have sparked the most energy?
The ones that always stand out for me is the ones, and it kind of goes with what I've been saying before, it's the ones with the stories. I love the stories. Or, like, knowing what things mean and how to do things is great, obviously. Mm. But I really like to know why.
Yeah.
You know, like, why did that person become what they are now, and what the things that inspired them.
Mm.
And I find those the most engaging ones.
Yeah.
Engaging episodes.
Yeah.
Because you just... It's like knowing a secret. I love that, not in a bad way, like knowing secrets, but do you know what I mean? Like, I love to just really understand things and understand people and why.
Yeah.
So it's good fun.
For me, I've interviewed different people a couple of times, twice, because they've got books out like Richard Ashworth and etc. But through this this book, interviewing these people, I've made some really good connections in my life that have opened up different areas of my life. And that's why I think that people listening to this show should go back into our history in the UK Health Radio and listen to our shows, because they, like you say, they are, people give, and they give lots of their stories. And as you said, the best people are the ones that it's happened to them, and this is what it's all turned into for them.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. It's fascinating because, you know, that you can talk about feng shui and or Chinese astrology, whatever it is you want to talk about. And that it's kind of like facts, right? It's like, this is what this means. And this is, if you do this, this is what happens. But to understand, like, the person behind it, I love that. That's probably why I like working with you so much.
Thanks, babe. So feng shui, your way to abundance. Each time we've had to launch a new book, and in the works that meant is Manifest Your Way to Abundance. Why not? Because it's what I do as a living thing. So what's your thoughts on manifesting? Do you manifest?
I do manifest. I didn't used to manifest because before I met you, because we've had this conversation before, and I know that you align with this. It's the action that you take alongside with it, right? Which is kind of the important part. Like, it's all very well making a manifest board and having these kind of affirmations that you say to yourself, but you have to give yourself the opportunity. And I say it to my kid as well. Like, even if we're lighting a candle, because we get different candles, which different colors are supposed to mean different things, all this sort of stuff. And we will, like, if we light it, we light it with intention, and we'll say, like, this is because we would like this to happen, but this is how we're going to make that thing happen. Because she'll say to me, oh, I want to be rich. And I'll say to her, okay, how are you going to become rich?
Yeah.
You've got to manifest it from a source. You can't just say, I want this, and the universe will go, okay, here, have it. So you teach it in a really great way, as in, we're not just going to say we want this. We're going to say how we're going to get this.
Yeah.
So I do now.
That's interesting. And one of the reasons Kelly will come up with it, say I've got to go to do something that's I want to do to make something happen, or I'm waiting. I was selling something, one of my businesses, earlier this year, that I had for 40 odd years, and I decided I was going to take some time out and things weren't working. So I will text Kelly and say, can we use the power of two? And she goes, oh yeah, all right, I light that candle then, shall I? And then I know that her energy, and literally it happens. Literally,
it does.
So quickly. It is unbelievable. But I think you align with people and you align with energy. And as you've said, you're taking the action, you know, for however many people I teach a manifest board, they don't take the action. One of the biggest ones, you know, that I can talk about quite easily was 2022. I had this grey Range Rover that I really wanted. I want the colour, blah, blah, blah. Story of it, I saw it was a really good auspicious day, went to the garage, went with my partner. I saw it three cars back in lane, so they had to move all these cars. They go, well, we've got one here that's the same. Mm-hmm. And he said, there's no point, that's the one she wants, so you better start moving the cars. So I'm very much about actioning and manifesting. So one more question.
I'll say one more thing about manifesting as well before you ask me this next question.
Yeah.
Something that you've taught me with manifesting is be more specific. Be more specific. Like, I say to you the amount of times where it's like, I really need some time off and, you know, I'm really tired and I could just do a time off, and then I will come down with the most horrific bug. And you'll say, well, that's, you're getting what you've asked for. You should say, I want some time off so that I can have some peace and some fun, some joy. So that is something that I have to keep in mind as well.
It's where really it's important. Like,
it's isn't
important.
It?
I learned that when, oh, I don't know, 20, 25 years ago, I wanted to manifest £25,000, yeah? Mm-hmm. I had a massive car accident in 2000. And mm-hmm. I got £25,000. I could have got a lot more, but I didn't want to have to do it. And that was one of the things. How you have to be finite. People say, oh, and the other thing people have this whole thing is about asking for things. But if you don't ask for things, the universe is not going to hear you.
Yeah.
It needs to hear what you're saying. You need to be repetitive about it. And I know we've got to close this call down because we're getting on one of my favorite subjects. Yours are my favorite subjects. but if you have a phone, right, and you've got a phone over where you are, many miles away from me, I ring you, then your phone rings, right? But it's and the universe is listening just as much as a phone wave, because that phone wave is going round and round us now to get to you, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
that is electrics, and everyone just takes it for granted, yeah? Mm-hmm. But the universe does that for you. You ask for a parking space. You ask for the simple. Start simple. And then things start to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you for coming on my show. I really appreciate it. Thank you for everything you do, because you are amazing. And I'll leave this to you to edit, although it won't need any editing. Hey, folks, I'll be on here again very shortly. So thank you for listening. Thanks so much for tuning in to Feng Shui Your Way. I can't wait to share more insights and inspirations with you in the next episode. Remember, life is all about creating harmony and welcoming positive energy into your world. Until next time, stay balanced and keep your energy flowing.